from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, an apparent attempted car theft in Rumson involved a large police response in which shots were fired this morning. The Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office is part of the investigation that is ongoing in the wealthy borough. Monmouth Assembly members Vicki Flynn and Jerry Scharfenberger put out a joint statement touting a new round of bills, saying it's time to ensure that law enforcement has the tools they need to protect residents. A year ago, Governor Murphy signed four measures into law aimed at fighting auto theft, one that allows the detainment of certain repeat offenders. In nearby Middletown yesterday, a teen was pinned between two vehicles in the parking lot of the Middletown Sports Complex. Middletown police say while the teen was flown for treatment, his injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. Transportation Security Administration officials say they are seeing an uptick in cat eyes coming through airport checkpoints and carry-on bags, slowing down security lines. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein says cat eyes are martial arts tools that are small weapons you can hold in your hand, typically made of metal or hard, solid plastic.
You put your fingers into the eyes, and then the cat ears, which are typically sharp points, they serve sort of as the weapon. So think of it as brass knuckles. Instead of putting your fingers through brass knuckles, you're putting them through the eyes of the cat.
She says cat eyes are prohibited in carry-ons. They are not illegal. She says an arrest is unlikely, but the weapons will be removed from bags. And the frequent flyer programs of the top four U.S. airlines are being investigated for unfair practices. The Department of Transportation says it's launching a probe to make sure consumers do not face deceptive or anti-competitive practices from American, Delta, Southwest, and United Airlines. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Mostly clear for the weekend. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. Earlier this week, we were ringing some alarm bells for tomorrow. Multiple inches of rain, possible flooding. But that is not the case anymore. The forecast has changed significantly. It's still going to rain tomorrow, but it's not a heavy all-day super soaker. It's been a nice day today, and tonight looks good, too. No weather issues for you. Partly cloudy skies. Seasonable low temperatures in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy, breezy, and fairly humid. High temperatures back in the 70s. There will be a chance of a shower in the morning. The better opportunity for some rain and maybe even a thunderstorm will be tomorrow afternoon through early evening. The sun comes out on Sunday. It'll be cooler and drier, highs only around 70, mostly sunny and upper 70s on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Phillipsburg and Princeton, both 72 degrees, Cherry Hill, 73. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. This fall, make your home the sanctuary your family deserves. At Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements, they believe in surrounding your family with the best. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor home improvement needs. Visit bycarls.com. That's bycarls.com. Visit them today.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.